But if the American people want to know how he is on a day-to-day basis, look at what you're seeing. He comes out fighting. He comes out with papers. He's reading. He's educating himself. And he's educating the country on what is
happening. Really, Alina? That's Donald Trump's lawyer, Alina Habba. You heard what she had to say. But Donald Trump's actually in court today. He's barely able to stay awake. Our sources say that he is scowling at reporters. We actually heard reporters say that he was scowling at them as well. We've heard that he's taking almost full-fledged naps in the courtroom. He's also whining about how cold the courtroom is. So, Alina, I'm not sure if what you said made any sense. Here's Donald Trump whining before about how cold he is in the courtroom. Play this clip.
So we have another day of court in a freezing courthouse. It's very cold in there for one purpose, I believe. They don't seem to be able to get the temperature up. It shouldn't be that complicated, but we have a freezing courthouse, and that's fine. That's just fine. Let them keep handing it out. There's a rigged trial. Thank you very much, everybody.
Do you think
there
should be a cold to make you uncomfortable?
Just wait.
Here's Donald Trump posting, "I hope this isn't goodbye. I'll never forget what you've done for me. Make America great again." Here, Alina Habba talks about in this interview that, look, Trump's just a great guy. He's a really positive person. Play this clip.
And that's who he is truly, whether he's in court in front of a camera or he's behind the scenes just speaking to, myself. He is resilient. He is a fighter. And he's just a positive person, you know?
Really, you think he's a positive person, Alina? Here's what Donald Trump's been posting on his social media platform. Moments ago, he said, 45th President Donald J. Trump is again the Republican nominee for President of the United States and is currently dominating in the polls. That's false. However, he is being inundated by the media with questions because of this rigged Biden trial, which President Trump is not allowed to comment on or answer because of Judge Juan Merchan's unprecedented and unconstitutional gag order. His opponents have unlimited rights to question, but he has no right to respond. There has never been a situation like this in our country's history. A candidate that is not allowed to answer questions. Just pause there. What questions are you not allowed to answer? You're allowed to answer almost any question imaginable. According to the gag order, you just can't attack the judge's daughter. You can't attack witnesses in a case because you are a criminal defendant. You can't attack the jury. You need to do that so bad. I thought you're a positive person, according to Alina Habba. No, you need to attack the jury, attack the judge's daughter that badly. Look, even here, you're criticizing the judge. You're attacking the judge. So clearly, you're actually able to say a lot. In fact, I don't think there's been anyone in the history of the United States, gag order or no gag order, who's frankly said as much as you ever. As you continue to whine over and over again, the temperature is cold, I'm too sleepy, this, that, the whole thing is just such a whiny mess. Here's what he wrote as well. Trump writes, "Crooked Joe Biden just announced that he's willing to debate. Everyone knows he doesn't really mean it, but in case he does, I say anywhere, anytime, any place. An old expression used by fighters. I suggest Monday evening, Tuesday evening, or Wednesday evening at my rally in Michigan, a state that he is in the process of destroying with his EV mandate. In the alternative, he's in New York City today, although probably doesn't know it, and so am I, stuck in one of the many court cases that he instigated as election interference against a political opponent, a continuing witch hunt. It's the only way he thinks he can win. In fact, let's do the debate at the courthouse tonight on national television. I will wait around." Look, with everything Donald Trump, it's all projection and confession. So as you look through the statement that he just made where he says everyone knows that he doesn't really mean it about President Biden offering to debate, Donald Trump is talking about himself.
Let's be real. Most guys would wear a t-shirt every day of their lives if they could. The problem is, most t-shirts are not acceptable to wear at work or out on a hot date. Today's sponsor, Cuts, has finally changed that. Cuts t-shirts are such high quality, wrinkle-free, and so buttery soft that you can look like you're dressing up even when you're dressing down. Yeah, you heard that. Wrinkle-free. You never have to substitute comfort for fashion ever again. For a limited time, you can save money while redefining the dress code by heading to cutsclothing.com and use code MIDAS for 20% off. Now, I wear Cuts clothing all the time, and I love how breathable and soft their clothing is. I'm wearing it right now. When I'm in my Cuts clothing, I feel sharper than ever. Not only has Cuts completely changed the t-shirt game, they have tons of other simple yet sophisticated items. Their bottom stretch to fit joggers look way better than your khakis and are 1,000 times more comfortable. When you touch something from Cuts, you can immediately feel the quality. Cuts clothing is built to last. Their durable construction means you'll be able to enjoy your favorite t-shirts and pants for years to come, making them a smart investment for your wardrobe. Now, for a limited time, our listeners get 20% off your entire order when you use code MIDAS at checkout. That's 20% off your order at cutsclothing.com with promo code MIDAS. Please support our show and tell them that we sent you. Experience the perfect blend of style and comfort with Cuts clothing.
And one of Donald Trump's tactics that we've talked about over and again, this is why I think Donald Trump is never actually going to debate, is Donald Trump tries to make a deal that nobody would ever accept or take. And then when you don't take it, he goes, oh, well, you didn't want to do the deal with me, so therefore I'm not going to do something. That's just part of the gaslighting that he does. Just think about Donald Trump being in a debate. Hey, what do you think about Roe v. Wade? He'll brag about overturning it and killing it. Well, how is that going to work out? Tell us what you think about the January 6th insurrectionists. What's he going to say? I created a song with them, which he did. I've replaced the national anthem. I'm going to pardon them all. You know, most Americans don't know how radical and extreme and wannabe fascist he is because legacy media tries to normalize those traveling fascist circus events that he calls rallies. They try to extract like the 1% of the 100% speech where Trump says things that are semi-coherent, and that's what they put on the 30-second spots that occur, on the news and their little news hits, versus the 99% where Trump is praising the insurrectionists, changing the words of the national anthem, just making weird grunting noises like, and doing all of these strange things. You know, I mean, I haven't showed this clip in a while, but this is a regular thing that Donald Trump does at his speech, just so you can see it. Play this clip.
And it's bad news. Bad things are happening. Mom, I'm sorry.
So no, it's actually Donald Trump, who I am fairly confident is actually never going to debate, because he goes, name it anywhere, anytime, any place. That's an old expression used by fighters. I've heard the expression recently as well. I don't think it's an old expression. Name the time, name the place. I mean, that's something that people say today. He goes, name the time, name the place. Let's do it in the courthouse right now. Let's do it right here, right now. Let's do it at a MAGA event in Michigan. No, I mean, how about you do it where you actually have to follow rules, where there's actual journalists asking the questions. And of course, Donald Trump is not going to be cool with that. That's a foregone conclusion right there. Here's Alina Habba, though, after talking about how what a positive person Donald Trump is, and the American people are seeing him on a day-to-day basis. Look, he's coming out with papers. I mean, here's then Alina Habba goes, it always has to default, though, to the whining, which is, he's in a blue state, though. This wouldn't be happening if the jury's unfair. Here, play this clip.
He should win. And if he's given a fair jury, if he's given a fair court, if he's not in Manhattan, which is a completely blue state where they only polled blue state members of the jury on purpose, well, that's a different game.
By the way, having your own lawyer talk about the jury on TV, I believe to be another violation of the gag order that's in place. There's already another contempt hearing against Donald Trump that will be taking place next Thursday as well. But there you have Alina Habba talking about how unfair it is that this is happening in a blue state. So that's what's happening right now. Trump's lawyer doing that whole shtick. So judge for yourself. Hit subscribe. We're on our way to 3 million subscribers thanks to your support. We'll keep you updated about everything that's happening. But I think that Habba statement could be viewed as a violation of the gag order. Hit subscribe.
Enough! Send him to the big house, not the White House. Get the new exclusive tees, mugs, and stickers right now at store.midastouch.com. That's store.midastouch.com.